Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Bond of Destiny by Tessa Hale. Narrated by Aletha George. Chapter 1. All I could think was that it felt like cotton balls had been shoved down my throat. My tongue stuck to the roof of my mouth and my lips were painfully dry. I rolled to my side, and the darkness around me swirled and pitched. I blinked. Fluorescent light pierced the darkness. Images came in snapshots. Stained cement floor, dingy cot. Metal bars. It was the bars that had me jerking upright. It was a bad move. Everything around me swam in a mix of color and light. A wave of nausea swept through me.
Try not to move too quickly. The drugs can really throw you for a loop.
I swung around towards the female voice, which only brought on more nausea. I closed my eyes for a moment, giving my stomach a chance to settle.
Breathe in through your nose and out through your mouth. It helps.
I did as the voice instructed. After a dozen or so breaths, I felt better. The nausea wasn't gone, but I was no longer in danger of tossing my cookies. I cracked my eyes open. I came face to face with a girl about my age, sitting cross-legged on a cot in the cell next to mine.
Hi, I croaked.
The girl gave me a shaky smile.
Hi, I'm Reza.
Rowan. I quickly scanned the other six cells. It was clear we were in a basement of some sort. There were cinder block walls and no windows.
Where are we?
Any hint of warmth fled Reza's expression. She hugged her knees to her chest.
I don't know.
Who took us? I searched my mind for the last thing I remembered. Jazz. The Diet Coke. When I got out of here, I was gonna kill her.
We can't talk about them.
Reza whispered.
Them. A group. A pack. Who?
I opened my mouth to press the girl, but saw she was trembling, her eyes darting around, as if someone might jump out and attack her at any moment. I needed another tack.
Where are you from?
Reza focused back on me.
The Lakeland Pack, in Michigan.
My eyes widened a fraction. Is that where we are? Michigan? With no windows, I couldn't tell if the landscape around was at all familiar. For all I knew, we could have been in Dubai.
I don't know,
she said softly.
How long have you been here?
Reza's dark hair was long and a little bit scraggly, something that spoke of going without brushing or a haircut for too long. She looked at the cinder block wall. That was when I saw it. Tally marks, carved into the rock. Her eyes roamed over the grooves.
A little over 9 months.
My stomach gave a vicious cramp. 9 months. I'd never make it that long. A pang lit in my chest, claws digging deep. My bond, my mates. Tears stung my eyes as I rubbed my sternum. They had to be going crazy by now. I opened my mind to the pack link, reaching out. There was only silence.
Our mind links don't work here.
My gaze snapped to Reza. That's not possible.
He has powerful shields working for him. You can't use your gift. You can't reach out to your family. You can't even shift because they drug you every day.
A tear slid down Reza's cheek, but she didn't lift a hand to wipe it away. As if she'd gotten so used to them falling, she didn't even notice anymore.
Who?
I pushed. Reza started shaking again, this time worse than before.
Don't say his name.
Something scratched at the back of my mind. A memory. An SUV. That familiar voice calling me daughter. Ice slid through my veins. My birth father. That was who had us. And I knew him. But I couldn't get my mind to quite make the leap.
Reza hugged her knees tighter to her chest and began to rock back and forth.
I felt like the worst kind of monster.
It's okay, you don't have to tell me.
What I needed to focus on now was getting out of here. I closed my eyes and felt for my wolf. She was there, somewhere deep in that golden pool of energy. But when I tried to bring her forth, I couldn't. I tugged harder, trying to bring the energy around me. Nothing. I let out a frustrated breath, sweat breaking out on my brow. I closed my eyes again, searching for my connection to the guys. I could still feel them, pinpricks of light on the darkest night, but they felt a million miles away. Forming a message with my mind, I pushed it out into the darkness. It was almost as if the words echoed back at me from stone walls. Nothing could get through. Panic lit deep in my belly, but I focused on keeping my breathing even. I opened my eyes and pushed off the cot. My legs were shaky, either from the drugs or from going too long without food. I moved first to the door of the cell, studying the lock. It was key-coded. If I could fry the lock mechanism, or even the bars themselves, I bet I could break free. Feeling for that golden pool of energy again, I focused on my anger, my rage. Jazz. Whoever had taken me. Being separated from my mates. I let all of the emotion fuel me, then shot out a hand. There was a buzzing sensation, but nothing happened. I could feel the start of my gift taking hold, but then it simply fizzled out. Hell. I searched the walls for any point of weakness. There was a curtained area at the back of the cell. I moved towards it and pulled the fabric back. There was a bathroom that looked like it belonged in a prison. A toilet with no lid, the tiniest sink I'd ever seen, and a shower about a foot and a half wide. My stomach twisted. This place was designed for extended stays. 9 months. Reza's words echoed in my head. Panic raced through me, but I shoved it down and stepped back into the cell. I closed my eyes again, trying to open my mind. Luke had said he could always sense me as long as I opened myself to him. "What are you doing?" Reza asked. "Trying to contact my mates. If I can just clear my mind, my empath will sense me." She was silent for a moment as I focused. "They can't find you, Rowan. No one can." Chapter 2. Something about the bleakness in Reza's voice had my hands curling into fists. My fingernails dug into my palms, but I welcomed the bite of pain. It kept me grounded. "Do you have mates?" She nodded, more tears coming. "3, but the bond was only cemented with one." "How are you alive?" The question just poured out of me. Only one day without my mates before had almost finished me. I didn't understand how Reza was still breathing. She leaned against the wall, staring off into space. "More drugs. They found something that keeps you alive." "And your mates?"
I was almost too scared to ask. "They're okay, I can still feel them. And I think they can feel me too. It's only if we die that they're in danger." Reza's gaze turned to me. "We have to fight for them."
"I'll never stop fighting for them.
These assholes won't win." Her mouth curved in a sad smile. "They'll do anything they can to break you. Anything they can to get you to relinquish your bond."
I stiffened.
I thought it was possible to force the breaking of a bond. "It is, but some of your power is lost in that breaking. If you choose to break it, none is lost. He doesn't want to lose a morsel of our gifts. Not when he could use them."
Reza spat the words, her hatred bleeding through each one. A new wave of nausea swept through me. I'd never sever my tie to my bond. I'd hold on with everything I had in me, no matter what. I started to ask Reza another question when the creaking of metal sounded.
Step away from the bars,
Reza hissed.
The guards don't like it if you seem too interested in your cage.
The use of the word cage had my wolf pawing at my insides. I did my best to soothe her, promising vengeance to whoever had put us here. But it only did so much. I moved until my back was pressed against the cold stone wall. Footsteps echoed on the cement floor. A girl with red hair and freckles appeared. She would have been beautiful if it wasn't for the dead look in her eyes. It was as if there was a haze over them. She saw what was in front of her, but didn't completely take it in. The girl carried what looked to be two trays. She bent, sliding one under an opening in Reza's cell.
You need to eat everything.
Even the girl's voice was robotic. Reza glared at the girl.
Would you eat this garbage, Angie?
She straightened.
We should be grateful for everything that's provided for us. If you would like another meal, you know what you have to do.
And what's that? I asked, pushing off the wall. There was nothing about this petite girl that was frightening in any way. She slid the cardboard tray into my cell. Sever your bonds. Pledge your loyalty to the true Alpha King. The true Alpha King? That sounded like some crazy cult rhetoric. No, thank you. And if I don't want to? Angie shrugged.
You'll stay here until you see things differently.
Or you'll die.
She said it so casually, as if dying was akin to losing a hair tie. Eat everything. You'll need your strength.
For what? I pressed. A hint of something passed over Angie's eyes.
Fear, maybe? You'll need to be shown the error of your ways. You'll see. There's a better way.
All I had to do was let go. My hands fisted more tightly, my nails digging into my palms. She had stood where I was now, and she was putting others through the same torture she had experienced. How can you look at yourself in the mirror? Angie didn't flinch, but those unfocused eyes came to me.
He knows what's best, how to make us the strongest we can be.
He took away your free will.
Don't bother. Reza muttered, Angie has fully drunk the Kool-Aid.
I moved to the bars, wrapping my hands around the metal.
You can let us out of here. Give us a chance.
Something else flickered across Angie's expression, but then she closed down again.
He knows best. You'll see.
I whirled to Reza.
He knows best? What is this creepy shit she keeps muttering?
Reza shivered.
They try to break you. Your mind as much as your body.
My stomach revolted. The threat of what might be to come combined with a drug hangover and the smell of greasy steak swirling together. I'd already been through hell this past year. People had come for me time and again. I wasn't going down without a fight. Reza nodded at me, her shoulders rolling back.
Keep hold of that fire. You'll need it.
It won't help, Angie said.
You'll break, eventually. You're just making it more painful for yourself this way.
Reza leapt from her cot and charged at the bars.
Just because you gave up on your mates doesn't mean we will. I won't sign their death warrants the way you did.
Angie blanched and her eyes took on an even more faraway look. For the first time, I felt real pity for the girl. Her trauma had sent her so deep inside herself, the girl she had been no longer existed.
It's okay.
I told Reza quietly.
We'll help each other hold on.
We could remind each other what we were fighting for. Footsteps echoed on the cement.
Now, girls, what are all the raised voices about?
Reza scampered back from the bars, her whole body trembling. But I couldn't move, because I'd come to know that voice over the past month. ever since the quad had first arrived. The man stepped into view, a grin twisting his lips.
Hello, daughter.
Chapter 3. Caleb. My mind flashed to his moments of kindness, offering me and my bond refuge, cutting himself so that one of my pack wouldn't be harmed. His support of me staying at Ridgewood. Now I saw all of those moments through a different lens, a harsher one. Why? It was the only thing I could seem to get out. He moved closer to the cell, and Angie took an immediate step back, her eyes cast downward. Caleb barely seemed to notice her.
There are forces at play here that you don't know about.
Then explain it to me, I gritted out. His mouth curved, amusement lining his expression.
I do like your spunk. Even in the situation you find yourself in now, you still have that hint of fire.
You mean the situation you put me in?
You were the one good thing your mother gave me. She turned out to be a disappointment in so many other ways.
My muscles locked, a burning anger lighting deep inside. What do you want from me? Caleb picked an invisible piece of lint off his shirt.
Did you know the shifter world once had a ruling court?
I didn't ask for a history lesson. I asked what you want from me. His eyes flashed, the first real hint of temper.
Listen when I'm talking, Rowan.
I bit the inside of my cheek, tasting blood.
That's better. We used to be governed by a king. He was served by a court. We were powerful then. Gifts were plentiful and strong. As we've tried to divide up leadership, give more people a voice, those powers have waned. That's not a coincidence.
As far as I'd learned, the vast majority of shifters in our world had very little voice. Even Mason, the leader of our pack, had little to no sway over the quad and the laws and rules they made. There had simply been a different name put on that ruling court. Caleb studied me through the bars.
It's time to return to our old ways. Time to elevate those of us with powers to those positions.
And let me guess, you're just meant to be king. I couldn't help the sarcasm that slipped into my voice. Caleb's eyes flashed.
Watch your tone. You have a choice here. You have a chance to rule alongside me, to have a bond truly worthy of your power. I have chosen wolves who will turn you into the ultimate weapon. No one will stand in our way.
My throat tightened as my mouth went dry. A tool to hurt people. That was all he wanted me for, to use me until I had nothing left. Then he would cast me aside like so many others had. The only people who hadn't were my bond, Lucas, Keen, Anson, Vaughn, Holden. My heart ached as I held their names in my mind. I will never betray my bond. Never. A look of disappointment filled Caleb's expression.
I was afraid you'd say that. You'll come to see things my way. It just may take a little convincing.
He turned towards the hallway.
Garrison.
More footsteps echoed in the room, and Reza let out a faint whimper. A hulking man appeared, and I swore the floor shook with each of his steps. Garrison came to a stop in front of Caleb.
I'm afraid my daughter isn't seeing things our way just yet. You may proceed with your first session.
A grin spread across Garrison's face. It was nothing short of gleeful.
Level authorization? She's my daughter. Let's keep it at a 5 for now. I'd like a full report when you're finished. Of course, Alpha.
Garrison pulled a sort of baton from his tactical pants. Angie let out a small strangled sound and hurried down the hall and disappeared. I stared straight ahead. I wouldn't let them see me cower, wouldn't give them the gift of my fear. I met my father's gaze.
You show your weakness by trying to force your will on others. A muscle in his cheek fluttered.
I'm showing my dominance.
If it were true dominance, you'd fight me one-on-one. You wouldn't try to dull my powers and strip me of everything fate has given me. I had no idea how things would turn out if Caleb and I went head-to-head. But I knew I'd have a better chance at surviving that than staying in this dungeon. Caleb tipped his head back and laughed.
Oh, Rowan, this is a kindness I'm showing you. If you and I fought, I'd rip you apart.
Prove it. His mouth pressed together in a thin line.
Killing you would be such a waste. You have so much to give to our cause. You simply don't know it yet.
It would never happen. Never. I'd find a way out. Even if it took years. Caleb's lips twitched.
That fire will be fun to break and remold. I can't wait to see it pointed at an appropriate adversary.
I think I'm seeing one right now. He chuckled.
I have a feeling you'll be singing a different tune. Rather soon. Remember, your gifts don't work down here. My shields have imbued the walls and bars with their gifts. But you still have your shifter healing. We'll break you. Again and again. As many times as it takes.
Caleb turned to Garrison, the amusement falling from his expression.
I am counting on you. I won't let you down, Alpha.
Caleb gave him a curt nod, turned on his heel, and left. A feral smile stretched across Garrison's face.
I like the fiery ones. The ones that cower shatter too easily.
He punched a code into the door and it swung open. I stood my ground. I kept my stance loose, my weight on the balls of my feet. I played Anson's self-defense lessons over and over in my mind. Garrison tapped the baton on his open palm. I watched his weight shift back and forth. My one advantage would be speed. Garrison was a lumbering giant. I was a quarter of his size and could hopefully avoid the majority of his blows. The cell door clanged behind him.
Changed your mind yet?
No, I gritted out.
Bad choice.
He swung the baton out, and I dodged the worst of the hit. I gave a quick hook shot to his kidney, but it felt like hitting a brick wall. Garrison grunted and turned with more speed than I thought him capable of. The baton hit me with so much force it stole the air from my lungs. Then a white-hot pain lit along my ribs. At least one had to be broken. I wheezed against the fire in my side and skidded out of the path of a second blow. When I avoided the third, Garrison let out a growl. He looked down at his baton and flipped some sort of switch. Electricity crackled. Garrison chuckled at the sparks.
Your little energy gift doesn't work anymore.
I didn't have a chance to question what that would mean for me before a bolt of electricity shot out, landing in my middle. My muscles seized and I crumpled to the floor. Fire lit through me, and my mouth opened in a silent scream. Chapter 4. A cool rag ghosted over my forehead as my body shook with painful tremors. Ones that felt like they rattled my bones.
What's wrong with her?
A deep voice asked. I don't think the medication is able to stabilize her. She needs her bond. Some part of me recognized Reza's voice through the sea of pain. Whether the pain was from a week of repeated beatings or the fact that I was dying, I couldn't tell. Whatever drug they were giving me to keep me tethered to this world without my bond wasn't working. The guard chuckled.
Nice try. That's not happening.
Another especially vicious tremor rocked me. Hands tugged a thin covering up around my shoulders. Can you at least get me another blanket? I don't think the Alpha King is going to be too happy if his daughter dies on your watch. The guard muttered a curse. Footsteps echoed in retreat. Rowan, can you open your eyes? The cloth moved over my forehead again. I tried to do as she asked, to force my lids to rise, but they felt so incredibly heavy. One finally cracked open.
The fluorescent light felt like burning acid on my eyes. Reza moved, blocking out the worst of it.
Here, take a sip of this. You need to stay hydrated.
She tipped a paper cup to my lips and I slowly lifted my head to drink. I'd realized over the past week that they never gave us anything with any heft. Disposable plates and cutlery. Nothing that could ever be used as a weapon. The water had a rusty aftertaste to it, but it felt like heaven on my throat. My head fell back to my cot. The worst of my injuries from my most recent session with Garrison had healed, but everything hurt. The world around me swam, as darkness teased the corners of my vision.
Stay with me,
Reza ordered, squeezing my arm.
Don't pass out.
But it was too late. The darkness was taking me under.
Fix her!
Caleb's bellow grated on my ears. Sound and light pricked at me, but I could barely reach them. I was drowning in a sea of darkness.
Rowan.
It sounded like Lucas. Too much like him. Tears burned my eyes. I so badly wanted it to be him. Wanted to feel that warmth that was only Luke.
Ro, can you hear me?
Cold fingers pressed against my neck. The touch hurt, as if it were made of barbed wire. My eyes fluttered open.
Rowan, look at me.
Slowly my focus solidified on a woman in front of me.
Tell me what you feel.
Hurts. It was the only word I could get out. My chest felt like it was being shredded from the inside out. I was burning up, yet freezing. Electrical shocks shot through me. Caleb's face filled my vision.
Sever the bond now, before it's too late.
No, I croaked.
Damn it, Rowan, do it now.
I pressed my lips together into a hard line. I wouldn't. I'd take death before I let my mates go. A tear slipped free, sliding down my face and onto the cot. Caleb whirled on the woman.
Why isn't your drug working?
The woman's hands trembled slightly.
I don't know. It's possible her bond is too strong. We've never used the medication on a bond of six, especially not one with a gift as strong as hers. How are you going to fix it?
He growled. I don't know yet. I need to run some tests. But she may not make it that long. You may need to release her back to her mates. The woman's words were cut off as Caleb struck out, grabbing her by the neck.
You should have been prepared for this.
I'm sorry, Alpha. Her words were barely audible as Caleb's fingers tightened, cutting off her air supply.
Not good enough.
With one swift movement, he snapped her neck. I couldn't hold in my whimper as Caleb dropped her to the floor. His gaze shot to the two guards in the corner of the cell.
One of you, clean up this mess. The other, get Rebecca's assistant and see if he can fix her fuck up. Yes, Alpha.
Caleb turned to Reza, who was pressed against the wall.
Take care of her. If she dies, you die too.
My body shook, each tremble sending sparks of pain throughout my system. It was too much, an overload of agony. The darkness closed in again.
Rowan, where are you? I can feel you talk to me.
It was Luke again, only it wasn't. I knew it was impossible. Only a fevered creation of my mind. I want it to be you. I sent the words back into the nothingness of my imagination.
Ro, it is me.
It's not. I know it's not. You can't be real. A growl echoed in my mind.
It's me. I learned to break through some elements of shielding. Listen to me.
I wanted to believe him so badly, but I was so tired. Everything was so heavy. I only wanted to slip away.
Ro, stay with me, don't leave me. Please.
There was such desperation in his tone, it forced me to hold on. Love you, Luke.
I love you too. We're gonna fix this. Who has you?
Caleb. The sound of curses filled my...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?